And now, folks, we here at the Animal News Hour are fortunate to have with us Peggy Norton, albeit for an unfortunate reason. Peggy is going to tell us all about her personal horrible experience with a trapper's trap and her dog. But we want people far and wide to hear about this cruel practice of trapping. And the reality is that people far and wide don't hear about these horrors of trapping animals. And what happened to Peggy could just as easily happen to any of us, just taking a walk on our public lands here in New Mexico. And Peggy is caring enough to relive these horrors for us now, so that we can educate people far and wide about this cruelty. And maybe more folks will call their elected officials and insist that they prohibit these cruel, barbaric traps forever. And now, folks, let's give a warm welcome to Peggy Norton to hear her story. And I just want to say hi and welcome Peggy to our show.
Well, thank you, Dave. I want to support you in your efforts to spread the news of the fact that traps still exist and incidents happen with them, not only with people and their pets, but with wildlife that should never have to experience that sort of cruelty. My story, and I can already feel my heart pounding about it, is on a nice warm January afternoon in New Mexico. We get these sort of hints of spring days, and it was a holiday. I was a teacher, and I took my three dogs out for a walk where we'd walked many, many times before and over the years. And I was a county road, packed dirt, and landscape off to the side of the foothill. And so I parked my car off the road, and we just went walking over the landscape. I had three dogs, and one of them is called Lucy. She's a little foxy-looking chow. And so as we're walking along, all of a sudden she stops and starts biting at her paw and barking and crying. And I thought, oh, goodness, she stepped on a Cholla cactus. But I've always been amazed that dogs have managed to avoid the cactus. But I bent over to look at her paw, and she's snapping at my arm and my hand. And it is not a cactus. I saw that there was something stuck around her leg. And as I looked closer, I saw it was a trap. I had never, ever seen something like this before. I had no idea of what to do about this. She is just barking at it. She's crying at it. She's all of a sudden, blood is starting to come from her mouth. She's biting at it, trying to get it off her paw. And I'm wondering, gosh, do I try and reach in, and how do I pull this thing apart with my bare hands? And so I realized I took a couple attempts at that, realized there was no way I was going to do this. The other two dogs are just standing around wondering what is going on here. So I was able to go back to the car. It wasn't that far away, and got into the trunk, got out a tire iron and a screwdriver to try and pry this metal things apart. I really didn't even know what it was at this point. So then I go back to the dog and try and break this, you know, stick these things in between these two prongs. I just wasn't able to get them in there. And I'm all of a sudden crying for help. I know there's nobody with any kind of hearing distance, but it was just a long shot. And after about 10 more minutes of trying to and blood is just flying everywhere. She's just biting and biting at it, trying to get it off her paw. And so as the blood is flying, and I'm afraid to get too close to her and try and calm her down, and so I was able to run back to the car again and get a few other things, but there was no way I was ever going to pry this thing apart. I then drove my car. I just was so frantic. I had no idea what to do. It stuck in the ground. I didn't even know how to get it out of the ground. So I drove my car over the landscape and was able to get near Lucy, hoping maybe she'd calm down when she saw the car was near her. And somehow, I guess it did calm down just a little bit at this point. And then, so I was able to look at her and see that there was some chain to the trap, and as I pulled on the chain, something was able to come loose from the soil. It turned out it was rebar, so I was able to pull the trap out of the soil. I had already given up. There was no way. I just hoped I wouldn't have to leave her there and go someplace to get help. So I was able to pull the trap up out of the dirt, and she just ran and jumped into that car. That was her safety, her security, and she's still in pain. There's blood dripping everywhere, and so one dog sat in the back with her, and she just leaned against that dog, and then the other dog got in the front, and we were able to scram out of there in our car, and the nearest town vet was going to be 25 miles away. It's a holiday. Is someone going to be there? What was I going to have to do? So we did. We get stopped at the train tracks and had to wait for a train. And I asked the guy in front of me, "Do you know anything about this, or do you know where there's a vet in this town?" And they said, "No, but we'll let you go ahead." So they let me pass them and get ahead of, you know, once the train was gone. So we drove into the town, and there was a vet's office right as you come into it. And I was able to, and this vet was just the most fantastic person. He was such a lifesaver. It's 4 o'clock, holiday afternoon. Please, please, please be open. And he was open. He didn't have anybody. I got my dogs out of the car, two of them, and tied them up to a post. And he came out, and he was just the most calmest, gentlest person. And he knew he couldn't lift up Lucy because she was just not going to let him do that. He just picked up the trap so gently, so it wasn't pulling on her leg. She got out of the car. He walked her into his office, just totally diffused the situation. So this trap had been on my dog Lucy's leg for like a good hour and a half. And he was able to take it off, and he showed me how he did it. I was watching. He said, "You know, there is no way you would have been able to do this yourself. Absolutely none. So when you get caught in these traps, they show movies how to take them off now, but it's not that easy." So he was able to get the trap off her. He treated her wounds, gave her antibiotics. We were able to go home. She limped for a while after that, but she was very fortunate that she did recover thoroughly from it. And I know there's other animals who have had to have legs amputated. I just have nightmares of what wild animals are doing out there with no, you know, to be able to bite off their legs, to bite off the trap. It's just appalling, absolutely appalling way of treating animals of any sort.
Wow.
Oh, that's my story, Dave, and I'm sticking to it.
What a horrible situation. The helplessness you had to go through, and the agony that Lucy had to go through. I was shaking just listening to you.
Oh, and the franticness of it. It's like so frantic. You can't believe you're experiencing this, and you are so helpless to do anything about it. And
right.
Now I would not try and remove a trap.
No, it takes, I told you I had to do that once with my dog, and it took a while, and it took all my strength, you know, and I'm a pretty strong guy, and it still took all my strength to get that thing open. You know, but what my dog had to go through, and yeah, I wonder too what animals go through that have no help. You know, no one's around. Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible.
And they can be there legally up to 24 hours, and we obviously have no patrolling of that, so we're reliant on people who do these sorts of things of following the laws.
Well, and hopefully, you know, more people hearing about situations like yours and realizing, you know, the agony and the misery that accompanies these evil traps. You know, maybe the more people that hear about your story and other people's stories, maybe our legislators here in New Mexico will do the right thing. You know, we'll do the humane, compassionate thing, and just get these things off the landscape forever, you know.
I will totally support that effort, and if there's anything I can do further to help, I know I will be talking to my legislators, and I've testified before Game and Fish, and there is just no reason for this sort of thing to be occurring in this day and age.
Yeah, I agree. We're a civilized society.
Yes.
You know.
Uh-huh.
And I agree. And thank you for taking the time to relive that. I know it's hard because it's hard when I have to relive my episode that we had with trapping. It's just like you said, starts shaking all over again. Blood starts pumping.
I know. I can't believe it. I've sort of calmed down now, but it is, the horror of it will never ever go away.
No, because you're right. It's because it's such
the franticness
horror
of the situation. Just total.
I know. Well, thank you for sharing that, reliving that with us today, and we just hope and pray and wish that our legislators here in New Mexico will do the right thing and ban these things forever. But no, I just want to say thanks for coming on and telling this story. Thank you very much.
Okay, and thank you for doing this.
You're welcome.
And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there willing to tell their stories and
We've got more.
Influence the action.
Yeah, we do. We have more people coming on the show in subsequent weeks.
Each week
someone telling their story, and hopefully we'll be able to, you know, make enough impact to get.
And they aren't that rare of incidences.
No.
Fortunately, they occur too often.
And that's what people need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.
Goodbye.